This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
I'm Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm your host. Be here for another couple hours to answer all your gardening questions. Do what we can to help you out within the garden. And we've got a couple more interviews coming in today at 8:30. My brother Jason's going to come on and help us with some different flowers for Mother's Day that we can be doing. So I'm pretty excited to talk with him. But before that, we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Marcel in Pittsfield, Mass.
Marcel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I look forward to your program every week.
Excellent.
Can't wait for it. So appreciate what you're doing for us.
Thank you.
I have a question on rhododendron. They, you know, after they blossom and their blooms are done, they say to cut back a third. But I'd like some clarification. I'm confused on that. And that, you know, this thing could be 4 feet tall. And if I cut a third of it off, I won't have anything but stems.
Yeah, exactly. So it is confusing. I completely get it. And so what I like to look at it is a third of the green part of it, where it has the green leaves. Because
yeah.
If you look at a lot of shrubs, you know, rhododendrons are one of them. On the inside, all it is stems. It's sticks,
right,
if you will. And if you were to cut it back by a third, you're going to have this nice stick in the yard. I mean, it'll be nice shaped stick, but
yes,
it'll be a stick. So it's a third of the green that is there. And what you touched on, which is perfect for this, is after it flowers. Now, rhododendrons are one of those plants that sets its buds for next year, this year. So if you were to cut it early, before it flowers, you're going to lose all the blooms for that year. So that's why you want to do it pretty much right after it's done blooming. You know, you have about, you know, 3-4 weeks afterwards, but the closer you can do after it blooms, the better. It gives the plant time to rejuvenate, get it, you know, have some new shoots coming on it, and develop its blossoms for next year. And it'll be those blooms, it'll be those buds that kind of look like an acorn at the top almost. Some of them will,
yep,
at least. but you want to cut back by a third of the green part of it. And that's the same with, you know, take a look at like a yew bush. A lot of people use yews for hedges. Now, the hedge on the outside is all green, but if you look a couple inches in, it's sticks again. So you want to take it by the green, and that's going to be on anything that you're pruning. You know, arborvitaes, azaleas, hollies, etc. It's all based on the green that's there. Okay?
Yes.
Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yes, thank you so much. I have one more question.
Yeah, sure.
I have a tree, and a few years ago on your program, your dad mentioned about there's something I could put on the base of it to stop the suckers from growing.
Okay. So there is a spray from Bonide. It's actually called Sucker Stopper.
Okay.
It used to be called Sucker Stopper. Now it's called Sucker Punch. I'm sorry.
Punch. Okay.
It's Sucker Punch. Okay. They have it in a couple different sizes. They have one where it comes with like a paintbrush, so you can paint the where the suckers were after you cut them. Or they have like a trigger spray, where you can just spray the areas that it's done. I like to use the one with the paintbrush because I know I'm getting it onto that area that I want to take care of.
Oh, okay.
So what you want to do is any of the suckers that you're seeing, a lot of them will come from either the bottom, or if they're on branches, they're the ones that go straight up and down.
Yeah, the ones on the bottom are the ones that drive crazy.
You want to cut them off, okay, and leave, you're going to have some, there's going to be a fresh wound there where that was. Yeah. That's what you're going to want to paint on them. Okay, that's gonna help kind of seal it and not allow those suckers to go on there. So you're gonna want to seal all the cuts. If there's like, hundreds of suckers on the bottom, cut a few off, paint it on, go to the next, and then paint it on. If there's just a few, you can cut them all at the same time and then paint it on. You do have some time before it starts to seal, form that like callus over the fresh cut, but you want to try and get it when it's that fresh cut because the whole plant is open up to absorb that that sucker punch there.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you so much. Look forward to finding out about that. And you have a good day.
Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You enjoy the rest of your day and the weekend.
You as well.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the phone lines here. Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's on the Cape.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
I've always enjoyed your father, and I enjoyed you just as much. So thank you very much. I have my two hydrangeas in the front aren't looking very good. They're kaleidoscope, and they're about 3 feet high, but they've always been beautiful. There's so much. It seems like they're right now there's so much dead wood on them, and I've run out of halitone, but I do have right now phosphate, and I don't know whether to try using. Should I try using some of that to promote any buds or growth on it? It just looks very sick right now.
Yeah, and it's, all the rain that we've been having and the cloudy weather and not a lot of sun has made a lot of the hydrangeas that you've had in the ground not look great. You can go to a garden center and you see beautiful ones that are, fully green, and you're like, okay, why isn't that happening for me? But the weather has been a reason behind it. You can use that phosphate. It's like a super phosphate that you have.
Right, yeah.
What that does is that helps promote blossoms. So it's almost like a bloom booster. It will help push the blossoms, but what it also does is it's not just does that, it'll help the root system. It'll grow, make it grow a little bit stronger. Now, are you seeing any green start to pop from the lower parts of it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign. We almost have to kind of wait another few weeks before we kind of get concerned with our hydrangeas, just based on the weather and the lack of sun that we've been having.
Right, yeah.
It's just some of those hydrangeas haven't been pushing through. Now, it's earlier in the show when I was talking with Art, we were talking in a different aspect of it, but we were talking about weeds. And once the sun comes out, weeds are going to go crazy.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with a lot of our flowering plants, like hydrangeas, that hopefully that sun, once we actually get it for a few days and some, you're going to start to see some growth on it. And that's kind of what we need to hope for and see if we can get it to work. I think, and I'm not a weatherman, thankfully, but there could be some sun this week. Could be.
Right.
I'm crossing my fingers.
If I put some phosphate around it now, and later on, if I do have halitone, could I also use halitone later besides?
What I'd like to see you do for that hydrangea, instead of going with Holytone later on, use a 10-10-10.
Uh-huh.
The Holytone you want to use in the spring, and it's a season long.
Oh, okay. All right.
And later in the year, a 10-10-10 would actually be better off for hydrangeas, because you can actually use it every 6 weeks to help promote some new growth and push it, give it a little bit of everything. That's why it's that all-purpose that will really do well for it. I think that...
Well, but on this phosphate, should I just do it once? Is that enough?
Just do it once. Yeah.
Just once? Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Definitely just once.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you very much for your help.
No problem. Thank you.
We'll get back our pretty flowers.
I hope so, too.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to go to a break, and we have a couple minutes for a couple calls, and then at 8:30, my brother Jason will be on to give us a few things about Mother's Day coming up. So I look forward to that. But you can give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. But we'll be right back after the break. Get more of your garden questions. Be right back.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right back into the lines. So Nathan, who's up next?
David's in New Hampshire.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul, I got a question about black swallow wort. It's okay. A relative of milkweed. In my yard abuts a little stand of white pine, and it grows all on the edges of the trees and then in the pasture below. I can mow it. I can pull it out. It's got kind of like tentacles for roots. Very persistent. You got any solutions?
Well, so, you know, there's some products out there. Bonite has a pretty good one. It's called Brush Killer. Brush Killer BK32 is the name of it. Okay. Comes in a concentrate. It's a really strong one that will get rid of some of that heavy brush that it's on there. That's one of the stronger ones that I know. The problem is it like on the white pines? Is that what?
No,
or is
no,
it just
it
around
grows,
it?
It grows in the soil around it.
Okay.
It's mostly it needs enough sun, so it's not like in the pines, but because of that seed, like a milkweed, it gets all over the yard, and you know it spreads. And I've heard that it's a real problem in Massachusetts, too. I heard a few years ago that around Walden Pond in Concord, they were attacking it by a huge group of people digging the stuff up. But if you miss one little bit of the root, it comes right back.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that kind of just goes crazy. They say it'll grow very quickly without you really knowing.
So this Bonide Brush Killer, you say BT32?
I believe it's called, it's Brush Killer BK32.
BK, okay.
Yep, so its main name is Brush Killer.
Hit the plant itself, you don't...
Yeah, it's a spray all over the area. it'll kill some of the stronger weeds that are out there, viney type type weeds. It's got some pretty heavy dose of chemicals that will kill it. You know, one of the ones like kudzu is one that it really gets rid of. And kudzu is just as strong, so that might be the best one to be using.
All right. Thank you for your help.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to try to get one more in. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeanette in Massachusetts.
Jeanette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning. Have two burning bush plants in the yard. Is it too late to cut these back?
No, they've already started to pop their leaves, right?
Yes, they have. They've already started, you know, the new growth and everything, so I didn't know if it was too late to be able to try to trim these back.
What I might look for you to do is in the next couple weeks, next week or so, you know, they do say we might have some sun coming. You might notice that the leaves are going to really pop on the plant and fill out. You could still have some time in like 3 or 4 weeks to actually prune it back then. Because what it'll do is you'll be able to look at it and say, all right, this much of it's green, this is where I'm going to cut back. And you know, cut it back by a third from all the green. And that's what I would look at. You actually have until about July, like 15th, July 10th, to really be cutting anything back that you're trying to do a heavy cutback on. Like, any of the hedges. You just don't want the temperature to be really hot. You know, when the temperatures are really warm, like in the 80s every day, and you cut it, and it's an open wound that is pulling the moisture out of it, and it will dry out those wounds quicker and won't let it reestablish. That's why you don't want to prune something like that in the summer. You can do those in May and early parts of June.
All right, so even with the temperatures warming up tomorrow and hopefully Tuesday, it should be fine.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and how much did you say to cut back on the rhododendrons after they've bloomed?
A third of the green part of the plant. So look at it, because in the back it's going to be a lot of sticks underneath. You want to look at the green parts of it where it has the green leaves and cut that back by a third.
All right, and we have some crickets in the woods over our septic system or leading towards the septic system. What would be the best thing to try to kill this?
That would be the brush killer BK32 from Bonide. That's a great one. We're going to hit a break, so I apologize, but hopefully that helps you out.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea saying the guided weapons fired into the East Sea yesterday were supervised directly by leader Kim Jong-un, who reportedly said that the drill was aimed at increasing combat ability to, in his words, defend the political sovereignty and economic self-sustenance of North Korea. The North has maintained a freeze on missile testing since 2017. What would usually have been the final call at yesterday's Kentucky Derby was, in fact, not the final call.
Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby!
That is heard on NBC, but an objection was placed, and Maximum Security ended up being disqualified. So Longshot Country House won the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I am pretty excited about the next guest that's going to be joining us. Get to talk to my brother Jason on air here about some different things about Mother's Day. So good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Now, just for all those out there, just let us know where you work. I know it's Fiddleheads Flowers in Cape Elizabeth, but give me a little bit of information about where you work.
Sure. We're the only flower shop in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. We've been in business for 7 years now, and our website is www.fiddleheadflorist.com, and we're a small brick-and-mortar shop who loves our customers, and we love what we do.
Awesome. I've been there a few times. It is a great little shop, and you guys do put out a great product there. Now, before we get into a little bit about Mother's Day, I do want to say a congratulations to you on air. I know I've said it personally to you before, but we had posted a Facebook post about a design contest that you did, and you won, and it was thanks to everybody voting.
Yes, I mean everybody. We kicked butt. I hope I can say that.
Yes,
we won. I mean, which was the amazing thing. I won $2,500 to go to my national symposium because of the listeners and everyone who shared it. We showed up and people noticed, and I cannot thank you guys enough for all your help. It's made a huge difference in our finances.
Awesome.
'Cause now I get to go to Vegas and get inducted.
Awesome. That's going to be pretty cool in July, I believe, right? July, you'll be going out there for to become officially certified as the highest ranking in flower in florist production.
Exactly.
So that's pretty cool stuff.
An accreditation with the American Institute of Floral Design.
Awesome. Now let's get into the root of why I wanted you to talk here rather than hang out with my brother on the radio. Let's talk a little bit about next week. Mother's Day is coming up. Now, we want to take care of our mothers. They are very important to us, as is our mother. We both know how important she is to us.
Yep.
But what can we do? Let's start with some cut flowers. What would you think we should get in cut flowers for our mothers this year?
Well, this time of year, spring flowers are the most affordable. Tulips, at least in our area, are one of the biggest quick cash-and-go items. But what I like to tell people when ordering flowers for your mom, if you don't know what she likes, my personal favorite is the designer's choice, because what we'll do is we create something one-of-a-kind, just like your mom. You know, if you know that she likes pinks and purples, or if you know that she likes reds and purples, you know, if you know her, the colors that she likes, tell your designer that. Tell them, hey, you know, I don't know what my mom's favorite flower is, but I really know she likes purple. Can you do something with purple? You know, you don't have to know every flower to do something nice for mom. You know, but right in this time of year, tulips, hyacinths, daffodils, those are all great, flowering branches. You know, but there's always orchids, and there's so many different choices nowadays what we can offer if you go to a brick-and-mortar florist.
Awesome. Now, some of the cut flowers that we might get during the summer, some of those, they obviously they're plants. They right. come from the ground. Which ones do you think are the best cut flowers that we could maybe give a plant to our mom now and she could use them later as a cut flower?
Dahlias are probably the biggest flower that's on trend. It's a bulb that you plant in the yard, and I'm sure, Patrick, you've talked about it thousands of times. But they have the most beautiful blooms. They come in every color. You know, so you don't have to buy your mom an instant gratification flowers. You can buy her bulbs or plants. I mean, you, Patrick, when we had the patch, we used to do thousands of hanging baskets. You know, just because it's still a flower, it just isn't a cut flower. You know, I mean, a beautiful hanging basket, that way every time she leaves the house, she can see it and she'll think about you and she'll remember you're the favorite child because you got her that. You know, it's not just flowers, plants, even a gift certificate to your local garden center. That way, if, you know, because right here in Maine right now, it's not really planting season just yet. I mean, our tulips aren't even up yet. They're only about 3 or 4 inches up. But you could go to your local garden center and get a gift certificate and do a promise to plant. You know, when it is safe to plant, I think it's usually after Memorial Day or Labor Day. Which one is it, Patrick?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, okay. You know, you can do a promise to plant. Go, you know, get a picture of a couple annuals and then make a promise to mom. Say, hey, when it's safe to plant, I'm going to plant you your own flower bed. There's lots of fun and creative things you can do.
That's definitely a great idea. I was up in Maine on Thursday this week, and it's amazing how much different it is. Just an hour away from where I live, but you know, leaves are popping on all the trees. We're starting to get some flowers here and there. The forsythia have been blooming. You know, I went up to mom's house the other day, and there were barely any leaves on trees. There were a few flowers here and there. You walk out there and you go, where did spring go? And
yeah.
I know the weather isn't there, but it's amazing the difference. So getting something for your Mother's Day, usually in the more southern part of Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, that time to be putting anything out is usually around May 20th.
About. Oh, okay.
And then more north you go, you are correct, with right after Memorial Day. It's a big difference. But, buying something that mom's going to remember later is always a great thing. And flowers are something, looking at perennials coming back each year.
Exactly.
Or buying, that promise to plant is a great one. You know, that way, as you said, if you don't know the colors that they're looking for or what their favorite plants are, you might be able to get away with just saying, I'm going to buy you these plants. I'll plant them. You get to pick them out, right?
Exactly. And then you're also doing something together. So it's not just, oh, look, I bought you a present. I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you. You're actually spending some quality time. You know, and that's really what moms want. They want to spend quality time with their kids. You know, and if you do a plant They get to see it for a little bit longer. I mean, flowers are amazing. I love them. I always recommend them. But if you want something that's a little bit different, do, plant mom a flower garden that she can cut throughout the summer. I mean, annuals are amazing for that. You know, like zinnias. I mean, they bloom nonstop all summer. So if, you know, like, I mean, for me up in Maine, you know, where the ground is still a little bit soggy and you can't plant, you could do like a packet of seeds. You know, go to your local florist and get a few cut flowers and then a plant to go with it. So this way you have instant gratification now, but then a little bit in the future, she's going to see it over and over again. And she could cut them and bring them inside. You know, so there's some really fun ways to do some different things for mom for Mother's Day.
It definitely is. Plants are something that always makes people smile, especially, you know, colorful ones. And we're looking for bright ones. You know, and unfortunately for you guys in Maine, you might never see the ground not be soggy and unfrozen. So hopefully you guys can be doing that soon. That's when it's sad that the Mother's Day is at the early part of May when you can't do anything. But it's definitely worth doing some, you know, cut flowers, flower garden, etc. Something nice from the heart, right? That's really all we're looking for. And I know moms know when it comes from the heart versus from the store.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Well, awesome. I really appreciate you giving us all this information, Jay, about what we could be looking at, the cut flowers, what other plants to be blooming. Would you think? What do you think about like hydrangeas? There's some hydrangeas out there that'll bloom, you know, throughout the summer, and you could cut those and put them in.
Oh, exactly. You know, and the important thing about when you go into the garden and cut your flowers is there's a couple like small little rules that Dad had always taught us. Is you want to cut your flowers first thing in the morning or last thing at night. Because in the middle of the day, your plant is always under a little bit more stress because it has the, well, hopefully it has sun. You know, so in the morning, your plants are a little more relaxed. So when you do cut for mom, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and when you do cut anything outside, if you're one of those lucky people who has all the good creatures, bugs, to help your garden grow, what we always tell people so you don't bring the bugs into the house is when you cut your flowers, bring a bucket, leave the bucket outside for about an hour. Any creepy crawlies or things that are good for the lawn in your yard will come off the cut flowers, and that way they're not coming in the house. But, you know, cutting first thing in the morning, last thing at night, it puts less stress on the plant, and you're going to be able to see the better, bigger bloom that way, too.
Awesome. Now, one thing it just had slipped my mind, and I wasn't even thinking about it, because I think of roses more for, you know, the Valentine's Day thing. But, you know, buying a rose bush and being allowed to cut like that would be awesome, too. Do you have any, I know there's always like a technique when you bring in roses from, a florist of, are you supposed to cut those like underwater at an angle? What are we supposed to do with those?
The most important thing, you can cut them underwater. That's something we used to do a lot of, but then we did some research and it doesn't always need to be. The biggest and most important thing is that whatever you're using to cut the plant is sharp. Because if you take some junky scissors or a bad knife, what it does is it crushes the stem, and then the stem is hurt, basically, and it's not going to last as long. Then you're also hurting the plant as well. So anytime you're cutting your foliage or your flowers from an actual plant, you need to make sure that your scissors or clippers are sharp. You want a clean cut. Now, with, like, hydrangea, on the inside of the stem, like, you'll see it's white.
Mm-hmm.
We always tell people to carve the stem a little bit. Expose a little bit more of the white part than normal. And the other thing with hydrangeas especially, they like to get misted. They like having, so the bloom itself, in the floral industry, we call it the head.
Mm-hmm.
They like to get misted as well. They drink through their blooms. You know, and it's not something that hurts them at all, and it doesn't hurt other flowers, but hydrangeas like to get misted. So if you're not having really good luck with hydrangea, shaved the stem a little bit, exposed the white parts, and then mist the head as well, because it really helps the longevity of it.
That's a great tip to be doing. That's really helpful.
Yeah. But we practiced all these things in the shop, because one of the things that Dad taught you and I and all of everybody's listeners is that he never did anything he didn't try. So that's the one thing, any advice I give, I have personally tried at home, because I would hate to give some bad advice on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point I have, but, you know, for your listeners, these are things that we try at the shop and we make sure that they work.
Awesome. Well, Jason, thank you so much for being with us today. Before we go, just let our listeners know which florist you work for again.
Yeah, I work for Fiddlehead Florist in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, and we're open Monday through Saturday. Our website is www.fiddleheadflorist.com, and I'll be there Tuesday.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you coming on, and we'll definitely be talking soon. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Love you, Patrick.
Love you too, brother.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right back into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Brian in Cape Cod.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Little problem I got. I have deer running through my yard, and they've eaten up half the arborvitae.
Okay.
And so from the green down, it's all a bunch of sticks. Will that come back, or is there anything I can do to make it come back?
Unfortunately, it won't be coming back. That's one of the issues with cutting it all. You know, the deer biting everything off there, and bringing it to brown. It almost makes it like a cuts it up to a certain point, right? That's straight
right,
across
right.
Like a corn on the cob.
You got it. The whole neighborhood's got it.
Yeah, there is not much, unfortunately, that you can do to get those back. When it bites so far into the plant and gets to where the bark is and where it,
right.
it get, where it's only brown, that part is not going to be pushing back new growth. And if it does, it's going to take a long time to do, unfortunately. So I wish I could say, you know, that it would come back, that you could, there was a magic way to do it. You could put, Holly Tone in there and it would come back. You know, maybe it's something about planting some understory type trees because you do have that coverage up above for the blocking.
Right.
Maybe putting like some rhododendrons on the lower part where if it's a little bit shadier on one side, it's kind of hard to say this is going to work. I wish I could say it was the perfect solution. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, that's been my thought, is to put some low growing under there and trim off the twigs that are growing off the stumps and call it a new style, you know?
Yeah, you're basically making an arborvitae tree that just starts up, 4 feet off the ground.
Call it mohawk.
Yeah, exactly, right? I've seen that a few times this year where people, the deer just went crazy.
Yeah, we live out in Worcester and behind the bird sanctuary.
Yep.
The deers just came out across the whole neighborhood, and anyone with aphrodite got the con of the cob, use your expression, look.
Oh, jeez, that's too bad.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the...
All right, Brian.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Bye-bye. And we're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty in Massachusetts.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank
How can
you.
We help you today?
Thank you. I'm so happy that I was able to get in to ask my question. I love planting amaryllis and giving them to my friends for Christmas. And
yep.
Now I have like a 15 amaryllis plants that they have given the plant back to me after it has grown and everything and bloomed. And I'm not sure what to do because I usually just throw them out after they bloom. But I thought maybe I could save them and put them out during the summer, and I am not sure whether I should put them out in the sun or in the shade.
Well, so you can put them in, you can put them outdoors in mostly sun, and what you're going to need to do is about August, middle of August, you're going to need to actually take them out of the soil that they're in and give them a dormancy period where they're inside and just the bulb is relaxing. It's not trying to push growth. It's not in the sun. You can put it in like a basement in some like peat moss to keep it, cool in that area. Give it that, 8-week period of dormancy.
Uh-huh.
And then bring it back out to start, getting it to bloom again for you. You have a stronger ability for a amaryllis bulb to grow next year or grow later this year if it's a bigger bulb. The bigger bulb, the better. Some of the smaller ones don't always do well coming back when you go through that dormancy period. But it's definitely worth trying. But you could keep them outside, keep them watered like normal, let the leaves kind of do their thing, and then middle of August, put them in a dormancy period.
Okay, during the summer when I have them outside, I keep them in the pots, don't I?
Yep,
I don't
yep
have
perfect.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm going to give that a try. And
awesome.
One other, if you don't mind.
If you hang tight for me, we're going to go to a break. I can talk to you in just a second. All right. We do have a guest on the other side of the break, Victoria. She'll be with us in a couple minutes, and we'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.